our daughter's in the audience, and I never would have finished this poem if it wasn't for, as they say, her encouragement. It's called February, the Boy Bruegel. My daughter was in the audience. She's now joined us here. It's called, I'm a minister's kid, and I always used to try and distract him, you know, out in the congregation. This is the first time she's ever, this is the first time Jody and I have read together, and this is the first time she's ever seen us read. February, the Boy Bruegel. The birches stand in their beggar's row. Each poor tree has had its wrists nearly torn from their clear sleeves of bone. These icy trees are hanging by their thumbs under a sun that will begin to heal them soon. Each will climb out of its own blue oval mouth. The river groans. Two birds call out from the woods, and a fox crosses through snow, down a hill. Then he runs. He has overcome something white beside a white bush. He shakes it twice, and as he turns for the woods, the blood on the snow looks like the red fox at a distance, running down the hill. A white rabbit in his mouth, killed by the fox in snow, is killed over and over as just two colors now on a winter hill. Two colors, red and white, a barber's bowl. Two colors like the peppers in the windows of the town below the hill. Smoke comes from the chimneys. Everything is still. Ice in the river begins to move, and a boy in a red shirt, who woke a moment ago, watches from his window the street where an ox who's broken out of his hut stands in the fresh snow, staring cross-eyed at the boy, who smiles and looks out across the roof to the hill, and the sun is reaching down into the woods where the smoky red fox still eats his kill. Two colors, just two colors, a sunrise, the snow.